feeling worse, then the words come out. Fell on some keys, then this song walked out of me. Lost my head, I sat and we laughed it there. Lost my head there. I don't wanna talk about it, yell about it, I don't know. Maybe I just wanna sing about it. Lost my head there for a second. Had a little funky psychosis, all sweetly.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 336. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Kurt Vile. That song is called Lost My Head There, and that's on his new album, Believe I'm Going Down, which came out September 25th on Matador Records. Kurt, of course, based out of Philadelphia, a rich music scene, despite being a dirty hellhole. That album is not one that I initially picked up when it came out, but Kate had heard so many tracks that she liked that I went out and got it. And I must say it is a good album, and I forgot how much I liked his previous album as well. So very solid there. There's just something that doesn't sit right with me. I don't know what it is, but I like that track. It's very breezy, very nice. A little different from the rest of the things on the album. Maybe that's why I like it the most. Anyway, I got lots of music from EPs from you today. It's kind of odd. I'm not sure why exactly that is, but I do love EPs. We're going to play a track here by Dyke Drama. This song is called The Thing I Do Best.
Yes, that's it.
couple of songs there to get the blood going. We started things off with Dyke Drama with the song The Thing I Do Best. That is from the EP Tender Resignation, which will be out November 16th on Salinas Records. That is the project of Sadie Switchblade from the band Gloss out of Olympia, Mass. And a lot of rock and roll there. I like that. And then we followed that up with Muncie Girls from Exeter in England with the song Gone with the Wind. That is the lead-off track on the band's split with Sandlot Kids. And I think that split 7-inch came out October 16th on Uncle M Records, at least in the UK. I'm not sure if it's even available in the States, but it's that track there, pretty damn good, right? I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So anyway, more music. And this one's not from an EP. It's from the band Sports from Gambier, Ohio. I think that's where Kenyon College is. The song is called GDP.
Summer's indiscretion is already weighing down on us. We drop slow and I don't speak. The radio keeps us from silence. Fatigue from humid air and heat stops you from making a mess of things. You know I'm no good at talking lately. Everything feels wrong. You look so happy. And you probably think she's the prettiest. She's first waking up in the morning. And I am not funny.
Thank you.
Things off with Wolf Girl with the song Samson. That's on the EP Mama's Boy, which came out back May of 2014 on Soft Power Records, band based out of London. I like that song on the EP pretty well. The rest of it is kind of iffy, though. So I think that's a little old. Maybe I need to find something newer, but I like an EP. It's a good way to introduce yourself to a band. Before that, we heard from Expert Alterations with the song Such a Stupid Fool. That's on the new album You Can't Always Be Liked, which came out October 30th on K9 Records, that band out of Baltimore, which, speaking of hellholes, man, Baltimore, have you been there? And then before that, we heard from Sports with the song GDP. That song was All of Something, and that was released October 30th as well on Father Daughter Records, a band that I don't know if they still exist, really. I know that members have moved separate ways, and they may be continuing in some fashion, which will make me really sad because I really, really like that album. It's definitely going to be one you hear about when I'm counting down my favorite albums of the year. Well, we're about out of time here. Let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 336. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. I look at the concert calendar, lots of things happening. We have Apocalypse Meow happening this weekend, so Friday at the Record Bar. Saturday is a show at Mills, which will be Shorvon and Berwinger. And then Sunday is the big hullabaloo at Knuckleheads. So you're going to want to check that out all weekend long. Great music, great cause. Looking forward, you got the Parquet Courts at the 11th at the Bottleneck, and I think Lazy's playing that show. And of course, if you're not familiar, Lazy's kind of a new band now. We've taken one member and added a whole bunch of new musicians and play whole new songs. So it's Lazy, but it's not really Lazy. Weird. The 17th, Glenn Hansard is at the Uptown. The 20th, Iris DeMint is at Knuckleheads. Or Darwin Dees is at the Riot Room. The 24th, Corrosion of Conformity is playing in the Riot Room. The 27th, The Good Life is playing in the Riot Room. The 30th, Get Up Kids at the Record Bar. And I think Berwinger is playing that one as well. And I just saw the Queers are coming to the Record Bar on the 7th of December. It'll be a long time since I've seen that band. Like 19... 92 long time, something like that. Crazy. Lots of new things popping up on the website. See, in the last week or so, we've seen photos and video from the Kid Congo Powers, the Charlie Miguera, the Red Kate and Wet One show, then the Halloween show that was Bottle Rockets, Jukebox Romantics, Bad Ideas and Stiff Metal Fingers, and Wicked and the Tricks. Photos from a show... Let's see, what was that midweek show in Lawrence? Oh, Warriors Lithuania and Beach Slang. Those photos and video are up on the site. And about the time you hear this, I guess we'll probably have video from the Front Bottom show that is taking place, well, tonight for me, but yesterday for you, or who knows, years ago for you. That's how these podcasts work. Anyway, one song left. Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way, wrap things up. Song here I'm going to play is by a band called Unalaska. The song is called Air Transylvania, and it's on the band's self-titled EP, which came out October 16th on Light Organ Records, a band out of Brooklyn, New York. Not the typical Too Much Rock fare, but you kind of lose yourself in this one. It's nice. Gives you a little bit of space out there, a little bit electronic, a little bit of, just float off into nowhere. Enjoy your trip. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.